702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Let's catch up now, the world of viral content. Kabazela, a very good morning to you on this brrrish Thursday.
Yes, good morning to you, Bele. Are you good? Did you sleep well last night?
I did. I did, in fact. All right, talk to me. I can't imagine what it would take to do this, but a passenger lands a plane?
Yes, this is an unbelievable story. So imagine you are sitting in your seat on a Cessna Caravan airplane, and you're looking out the window and you're admiring the coastline, perhaps sipping on your drink. And then you look in front through the corridor of the seats and you see into the cabin, and the pilot of the plane has basically just slumped over the controls of this airplane, totally out of it, is not awake, is unconscious. Now you have to get into action and think, what the hell is going to happen here? This plane could crash. So this one passenger on the plane went up front, got into the front seat, and communicated with the air traffic controllers to say that the pilot is unconscious, and you know what do they do? So this guy has got absolutely no flying experience, nothing. He's never been behind the controls or done flight simulators, nothing like that. He ends up chatting to this air traffic controller, and the air traffic controller tells him what to do. And this guy lands this plane, and there's this video that's gone viral of this guy, you know, you see the plane coming in, and then it, you know, gets lower and lower and lower, and then it touches down and it lands. And the landing looks like a textbook landing, essentially. And there's even a bit where there's a conversation that's been released between air traffic control employees. And the one guy says, "You've just witnessed the passenger land the plane." And the one guy says to him, "Excuse me, what did you just say?"
Wow.
"The passenger landed that plane."
Wow.
And it's really remarkable. But take a listen to the exchange between the passenger in the plane and this air traffic controller who coached him and told him what to do to land this plane.
"I just relied on my training. You know, someone was in distress."
That's not the right audio. Anyway, it's brilliant. We'll tweet it a little bit later. And the exchange between this passenger and the air traffic controller is amazing. So the question I wanted to ask this morning is, first of all, if there's pilots listening, how difficult is it to land a Cessna Caravan plane or any sort of smaller airplane? That's number one. And then number two, have you been in a situation where you've had to step in and do something, but you've had no experience whatsoever in the specific thing that you needed to step into, but somebody there, either on the telephone or next to you, spoke to you and gave you instructions on what to do, and you managed to achieve the task at hand that you had no experience in whatsoever?
All right, we're going to try and find the correct clip there because I think it's important that we play it to give context to this conversation. But yeah, it sounds like one of those situations where you absolutely had to stay calm, courage under fire. I mean, of course, to be fair, we're not talking about a huge, huge plane here. These Cessna Caravans are significantly smaller ones, right, than compared to the various, 737s and that kind of thing. But still, landing a plane without any training cannot be a mean feat, right? It's no mean feat, certainly. We'll take your calls. Situations you had to stay calm, keep your cool, but it took courage under fire. I can immediately think, Kabazela, of a scenario where my mother, although she was a nurse, she wasn't a midwife, but she had to help one of my cousins deliver a baby. They were rushing her to the hospital because clearly this woman was in labor, right? And they had to rush her to hospital. And on the way, the baby popped out and she had to stay calm and obviously try and help deliver this baby. Frightening experience for her. I think many people will have those kinds of stories. Doing something you've never done without any training, but having to do so under enormous pressure. What are your stories? 011-883-0702. Now, tell me about a fire engine arriving at a scene to put out a fire, but...
I mean, I saw this video at first and I thought it must be a parody or a joke or something like that. So you can see this building in the background is on fire. And in front of it is a bright red fire engine. Nice looking fire engine, I might just add. And then there's a guy on top of the fire engine. And he's got a bucket in his hand. And he's now pouring water from the bucket into the fire engine. And then you watch, and then another bucket comes. And all the residents are lined up, you know, passing buckets of water to each other, to this guy on top of the fire engine, to put into the fire engine to douse the fire. And it turns out that this took place in the northwest in an area called Koster. And they have had no water for a very, very long time. So the fire engine rocks up to the fire, has got no water in the fire engine.
Jeepers.
And now residents are trying to get buckets of water to try and fill the engine to put out the fire. Lo and behold, I mean, they didn't succeed, unfortunately. This building ended up burning down. But yeah, just an absolute disaster, and just shows what, you know, collapse of municipalities, you know, can sort of, you know, unfold or show us at the end, where services just can't be delivered. So go watch this video. You'll just look at it and think, my goodness, what is going on here?
All right, we'll leave it there for what's gone viral this morning with Kabazela.